It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Hello, hello, and thank you to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR, broadcasting throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area and on the powerful iHeart Radio Network. Hello, hello. Thank you again to New York, New Jersey, all those that tune in, because we are once again in the top 10 in New York AM radio. According to the Nielsen ratings, Nielsen, of course, the global measurement and data analytics company, to come in number 3 on a regular basis. Obviously, you want to get to number 1. Maybe with tonight's guest, we'll get to number 1. He'll teach us a thing or two about negotiating, but we'll share our guest in a moment or two. Of course, each week or throughout our shows, we feature incredible guests, such as Joe Hart, the president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple, Michael McIntyre, director of business banking at Citizens Bank, Dick Schulz, founder and chairman emeritus of Best Buy, and so many other incredible guests. Tonight's guest is not a stranger to the show. We had him on twice before, and we got great feedback. We're like, we got to get him on again. But before I get to my guests, by the way, when we said that we had a past guest on our show, you can access them by going to mybradio.com or go to your favorite podcasting platform, Spotify, Apple, etc., whichever one you like. And most of our shows, which were videoed, are up on our popular YouTube channel. On YouTube, subscribe and turn on notifications, and you'll automatically be notified every single time we release a show. On YouTube, we're at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. On YouTube, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Just finally, before I get to my guest, special thank you to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG. Got to give them a shout out. Behind the scenes, they're making it all happen. Sruli, Michal, Betzalel, Bracha, Michael, Miriam, Nachi, Malki. Wow. Yes, it takes a team to be this successful, and I thank them. And we thank Darren and Peter at 710 WOR. Zeb Brenner, special shout-out, thank you. And to thank you to all those of Romy Wolfson, if you tuned in, and the many, many others that regularly reach out and give me feedback when after a show, and they're like, wow, great content, and I appreciate it. Without further ado, getting to tonight's incredible guest, Greg Williams, the master negotiator and body language expert. Greg Williams, known as the master negotiator and body language expert, is recognized worldwide for his knowledge and insights on how to read body language and to be able to negotiate in your favor. As a Harvard-trained negotiator, Greg coaches people to build their negotiating skills and decipher body language. On tonight's show, we will discuss how to negotiate with power, how to read body language, becoming a salesperson who is always closing, 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 closing deals. With that intro, Greg Williams, welcome back to Mind Your Business.
Why, thank you, Yitzhak. It is definitely an enjoyable pleasure to be with you once again.
Amazing. Thank you. It's always great to have you. And we're going to jump right in to, because there's a lot of salespeople out there. And every business, we know the lifeblood of a business to a very big degree rides on the shoulders of salespeople. So we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of challenges that salespeople face on a daily basis. Now, let's open up. Could you tell us what skills are most powerful and most important and critical skills that a salesperson needs to have to negotiate to their advantage?
First of all, they can position themselves by mimicking the actions of the person with whom they are speaking. Now, you may have noticed that my energy level just went up a moment ago, and I did that to literally display how I'm mimicking your degree of not only energy, but some of your mannerisms also. That will allow the person with whom a salesperson is speaking to actually start to think, wow, you know what? I like this person. This person is a lot like me. And everyone likes people that are like themselves. And thus, that's one way just to position yourself as a salesperson subliminally before you really get into the deal or the components of the deal. Then there comes the aspect of observing the body language of how someone responds to what it is that you say as a salesperson. So, for example, Yishak, if I said to you, hey, how do you like this deal thus far?
Right.
And you responded one way or another, okay? If let's say you said, oh, it's really great. Now, you may have noticed that I backed away as I said that, which can be a clue to indicate, well, yeah, I heard the words, but I observed the body language that indicated, maybe I'm not as enamored as my words would have you believe I am, as opposed to, wow, you know, I think we're on the right path. You may have noticed me nodding my head, and I'm actually saying with a smile, yes, I think we're on the right path. So those are some of the aspects that salespeople should be aware of as they're making a presentation.
Now, as we noted at the beginning of the show, one of the topics we want to cover is negotiating with power. Let's go through the kind of the step-by-step process that a salesperson needs to have in mind. What are some of your recommendations that a salesperson should have in mind and prepare for before even walking into the negotiations?
And boy, you hit the nail on the head as you set the question up. They should prepare, meaning do background gathering of information about the person with whom or the entity with whom they are actually going to be negotiating or selling to or whatever terminology you wish to use. And part of that background gathering information is the personality type of that individual or entity, because you do not use the same negotiation strategies when in one situation that you might use in another simply because the personality types might be different. You also want to know what is important to that person per why they would even listen to you. What challenges are they trying to achieve by possibly bringing you in or your services in as opposed to your competition? With that background information that you've gathered, you then have set the foundation for which you will present yourself, offer different strategies. If by chance during the course of the conversation, you're not on the path you thought you'd be on, and how you'll get back on that particular path. And here's the biggest key that most good salespeople know. Listen, listen, listen.
What'd you say?
Yeah, exactly, right?
To be a great listener. You know the expression, right? God gave us one mouth and two ears. Use them proportionally.
Exactly. Boy.
Now, holding on to that and to be a great listener means that you need to set up and ask great questions. Talk about the importance of asking questions and maybe some advice, some tricks, tips, strategies on the type of questions one should be asking to do good, to do great probing to get the answers and the information you're seeking.
Well, you know what? You and I, if you don't mind, will go into a quick, let's say, role-playing situation to demonstrate just that.
We're ready.
And here's the other thing, too. Not only do you listen with your ears, you listen with your eyes. That's to say you observe what's actually occurring. So let's talk about, here's the setup. You just asked me a question. And that was to talk about what occurs or what should occur per the questions you ask in a probing manner. Mm-hmm. So what would you like to know more about?
So let's say I'm calling up. Okay, I'm having an event. Mr. Williams, I understand you're a great public speaker. You speak about body language and negotiating. But I'm looking into a couple of different speakers. Tell me a little bit about yourself and what sets you apart?
Oh, definitely. So tell me what's most important to you, Yishak, the negotiation aspect or the body language aspect?
Good point. Obviously, both are very important. But if I had to pick one or the other, let's focus on powerful negotiations and to win the goals that you set out for and powerful negotiating tactics.
Okay, and so I can give you deeper information. What's important to you about that?
So that my audience would learn when they walk away, they'd be better negotiators.
Ah, is your audience currently having challenges with negotiations?
Yeah, I would say so.
Can you just give me an example so I know how to address your question as to what type of challenges they might have?
Yeah, sure. They walk into a room in order to sell a product, a widget, a service, and you know their clients are skeptical. They negotiate on price, or they're challenging the value proposition, and they just need good guidance on that.
Okay, now time out. What we just did was literally
was <great. laughs>
use the example of how to ask questions to get more insightful information from which to actually speak about whatever it is that I would offer in the form of services. But and here's the point of all of that. Unless you know what you're trying to sell to, you should not be trying to sell.
Wow.
And I say that simply to say, hey, if you ask me to tell you something about my negotiation and reading body language background, I could give you a plethora of information and never, ever hit the target as to why you're seeking insight from me. So the whole point of that was make sure you know what you're answering per what needs to be answered anytime you use, anytime you're speaking with a prospect or a current client. And we used something else during that whole role-playing process a moment ago. We used questions to gather more information, but even more so, I started off by asking a question, and you can use questions to gather information and control the flow of a negotiation. Why is that and how is that? I'm gathering more information as I'm getting my questions answered, as opposed to, again, just giving you verbal barrages of information without knowing to what degree they're sticking to anything. And that's something else. Yet again, make sure you know or have some perspective as to how your questions are landing based on either the response or some other gestures that you might see at a particular point in time, and call your prospects or clients on exactly what they just displayed in the form of the gesture they emitted, such that you understand the meaning of that gesture.
Wow. Amazing insight. Now, Greg, the role playing that we just did was based on someone that reached out. Obviously it's a warm lead. They were recommended to you and they're calling. What would be your advice on how to trigger that type of conversation or those questions that are needed when you're going after, let's say there's a certain event and you're saying, you know what, I want to be in that lineup. So I'm going to cold call. What would be, I don't know if we could role play this or if you could just give your guidance. How do you do it when you're cold calling? You're going after them. You really want them. But,
well,
yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's the floor is yours.
Okay. And some of the foundation that we spoke of a moment ago of gathering the background information is pertinent in this situation also. And here's the reason why. Once again, you have to understand what is important to the target that you are going after per how you're going to position yourself. And again, it goes to gathering that background information to understand what is important, why a particular entity that you're targeting would need your services at that particular time, whom else it is that they may be able to seek such services from, who are they currently doing business with? And therein lies where you can gather a plethora of information too, because if you know the profile of the entity that they're currently doing business with, you then know how to contrast your services against that profile of information you've gathered from their existing client base or whatever be the case. And then you even dig deeper to find out who the true decision makers are and how decisions are made within that entity, such that you can even better hone your positioning per how you present yourself. And it all comes down to making a match per how you're perceived with what is needed and the time frame in which you can offer what is needed.
Now, that's key. Incredible. But now, if it's okay, we're going to hold your feet to the fire here, Greg.
Let them burn.
Okay, here goes. And that is good. You did your homework. You did your research. And today with social media and everything, you could find out pretty much, you know, anything. And if the person is a Yankee fan or a Mets fan or a Knicks fan or et cetera. The Islanders out there, don't forget about them, Devils, etc. Whatever the case may be, that you could find out. And, I mean, that's even maybe what we call information which is important in order to build rapport, but it's not even key in terms of making the sale per se. Mm-hmm. You obviously mm-hmm. want to find out what you can, what the objectives of the company are. That said, now let's move to the actual contact. I did my homework. I'm going after this company. How does someone, is it cold calling? Do you first send an email? Do you first send an old-fashioned letter? What? How do you break through to get through to that client and turn them into a client?
Okay. Again, let's create a hypothetical situation. You know there's a gatekeeper because you're going into a very high-level entity, or I should say going into a high-level perspective in a particular entity. And you know, the gatekeeper really does control access to the person or entity with whom you want to engage. Mm-hmm. You start being nice to the gatekeeper by either finding out what he or she may be interested in, and you literally reach out to that gatekeeper per the way that they like to be engaged. So hypothetically, let's say you find out the gatekeeper loves a particular type of bouquet of flowers. Send the gatekeeper, send a bouquet of flowers that say something along the lines of, "Hi, my name is Greg Williams. I'm known as the master negotiator and body language expert. I just wanted to send you these flowers to let you know I'll be following up with them and just wanted to wish you a nice day." As simple as that. That's step one. And then a few days later, or whatever time frame is most appropriate, you follow up. "Hi, whomever it is that you're speaking to, just wanted to find out if you received the bouquet of flowers and what you thought about them." And most people, when they receive a gift, the law of reciprocity kicks in and they want to do something to reciprocate. So they respond, "Oh, I did receive the flowers." Now, what have you done with just that little small gesture? You made an impression. And if you've done your homework well enough, you've made a positive impression, and thus you've positioned yourself as a value add. So you could continue that string to the degree that it benefits you. And you can then ask, "You know, I want to get in touch with whomever it is that the gatekeeper is guarding the gate for. And I'd like to know what might be the best possible avenue to do so." Okay, if you built up enough goodwill with that individual, the individual will say, "Oh, well, I'm the person that controls the schedule, so forth and so on." The point is, do not pass someone that may be important in the process to assist you in making a sale by thinking, "Oh, that person's just a fill in the blank type of thing." Turn that person into an ally of yours. And by turning that person into an ally, you also have an inside source whereby that individual will help you more progress your goals towards closing the sale.
We're speaking with Greg Williams, the master negotiator and body language expert. Greg, how could people find out more information and to get in touch with you?
Well, they can go to the website. I have lots of free information there at themasternegotiator.com. That's themasternegotiator.com.
What a great name for a website. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today. Or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Powerful people, famous names, impactful content.
I always challenge people, what car are you driving? What computer are you using? What shoes are you wearing?
Right.
There is a segment that doesn't matter, but most other segments,
right,
they are brand consumers. They have an affinity. I'm on the board of Nike. People are passionate about the Nike brand.
That was Beth Comstock, former vice chair of GE. Follow on Instagram at Business Class Clips for more.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftis right here on 710 WOR. For those that are watching on YouTube, feel free to leave your comments below. You disagree with Greg? You're starting up with the wrong guy. But you can leave your comments in the YouTube, on YouTube in the notes below. And for those that, just when you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you are automatically notified every single time an episode gets uploaded onto the channel. We're here with Greg Williams, the master negotiator and body language expert, and we're talking about how to read body language and how to negotiate with power. Before the break, we were talking about how to prepare yourself for an engagement with a prospect in order to turn him into a client. Now we're going to continue on that note. And right before the break, Greg shared how to win over the gatekeeper and get through. We're now going to move along in that process. How does someone, when they're ready to make that presentation, let's say they get a meeting, they get past the gatekeeper and they have a meeting, or let's say it's a situation where it's a small business and it's relatively easy access, but you are calling the person out of the blue. And how does that scope that out? How does someone, win at that? Which we know it's I don't say an awkward situation, but a challenging situation because the prospect didn't ask for your presence, but you're kind of invading their life, but you feel strongly that you have something to sell them. How does someone go about that?
Well, it's interesting because you mentioned John Sculley earlier in the intro, the former CEO of Apple. And you may recall that one thing Steve Jobs used to say is, we'll tell people what they really need. And it was something that I initially thought, well, isn't that somewhat arrogant? But there are things that people don't realize can benefit their lives until you display them. Okay, so to get back to your question and tie all of that together, mm-hmm, you can display to someone how their operations will be enhanced per what it is that you're offering. And here's something that's even more so that you need to consider: how to best position your information and present it in the form that they want to receive it. So in a situation where you've now gotten the meeting, and you're going to go in and make a presentation, you need to understand if someone is more audio factored, visual,
mm-hmm,
so, or if they're kinesthetic. So you're looking at the audio or the audio format that someone wants to hear information. Take note of how they speak. Now, again, you've gathered that in the form of information that you assembled before you went in to speak to that individual. So you want to know at what pace they speak. You want to know what words they use, how they use different words. And I mean, we're getting into nuances, but those are the things that help build rapport. If someone says, oh, that looks good to me. They're speaking from a visual perspective. And if you come back and say, oh, I hear what you're saying, you're speaking auditorily at that particular point in time, you've slightly disconnected with that individual. And subliminally, it could or may not be as beneficial as if you had spoken from a visual perspective, such as what that person was doing. We all know about mimicking a prospect. Okay, you can mimic someone in many different ways in addition to just their body language and their verbal skills or verbalization of the words they use, but you have to do it in a manner that is not offending. And that's yet something else you do in your presentation. Yishak, I've had in a consulting capacity, folks reach out to me to assess the body language of someone that was a top CEO that was in the process of really taking his company public, is the way I should phrase it. And they wanted to know to what degree the guy was even truthful. Now, that's the degree, as he presented on different TV networks, so forth and so on, that's the degree that some people will go through to validate, okay, how do I really position myself in a particular situation? It all comes down to knowing as much about that prospect as you possibly can, mimicking that prospect to the degree that you can without being offending, and offering the value proposition that you bring to the table to actually progress the sale from one step to the other.
This is so much fun, this interview, because Greg Williams is sharing the real secrets how to just move faster. Because if you, you know, it's like sometimes people had, one time a person asked me, said, you know, what's the value of, let's say, an assessment? You know, there's like a Colby assessment and different Myers-Briggs and different ones. Like, you know, we all are what we are. And I was like, hey, you know, if you're going to travel from point A to point B, you could go with the routes you know. But if you use Waze, it will, you'll get there faster. Why? Because it will take you around traffic and everything else. Why would you not use such a tool? So now we turn to everything you've been sharing is great when you're face-to-face or perhaps on Zoom. My question now is by phone. If you're speaking to someone by phone, how could you pick up body language when you're having a critical call by phone?
Okay. Again, I'm going to go into demo mode.
Okay.
So don't get freaked out by what I'm about to do, okay? And I'm telling that, I'm saying that for your listeners.
You're shutting
also,
off the camera?
Okay?
Uh-oh.
There you go. Exactly.
Oh, no.
Okay, so now, the camera is off. The camera's off. So in a way, that allows me to be more attentive to what you're saying. Now, if I wasn't listening as intently as I should be, I might actually miss some signs. For example, if I said, Yishak, okay, so you're number one in your market. How did you get there? How would you respond? Oh, okay, let's go into a role play.
Okay.
How did you get there?
Well, it's by surrounding myself with a great team and great life experience and great training and great education and all those factors led together to being number one in the market.
Wow, that is fantastic. So you really do value team, correct?
Absolutely.
So what is a value to you to have your team enhanced?
Important question. The answer is very important because when the team is sharp, we soar.
And how do you value from a monetary perspective the value of your team?
It is absolutely the most important factor in scaling and in servicing our clients.
Ah, so you want to scale. Correct?
Absolutely.
Ah, and if we could show you a way that you could scale exponentially, what value would you assess that to be?
Very high.
Very high? If you had to put a number with it or to it, what would you say that number would be?
Yeah, I mean, again, well, hypothetically,
$10,000. $10,000. Okay. So what I'm hearing you say is for, let's say, anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000, you'd be willing to close a deal.
Yeah.
Correct?
I'd say so.
Okay. Now, coming back on camera.
Okay. Hey, welcome back, Greg.
Now, what we did could have been done in person for sure. But at the same time, truly, since I did not have to concern myself with the visual aspect of what was going on. You know, they say when a person loses their sight, they gain better senses in other areas.
That's right.
So by not being able to look at you, I had to be more attuned to the words you use. And I picked up on team real fast. I picked up on lifestyle. And I would have, had you objected to the 10 to 15,000, I would have gone into lifestyle then. The point is, I am more with you in the form of listening as opposed to listening and watching. Now, yes, I could have gathered more information per had you said, oh, wow, time is really important. I could have picked that up in the gesture of you agreeing with your body language being synchronized with your words in that situation. But nevertheless, I was still able to hone in on the value proposition that you offered. Now, take note of one other thing that I injected into our conversation. You said 10,000. And I pumped it up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I didn't want to call you on the carpet. They were like, wait, where did that 15 come from? Hey, I gave you an arm. You grabbed a foot.
Well, hey, but at least I left a leg. Might go after that later. But the point of that is, and you're absolutely right, because you and I already have a rapport. Right. And you allowed me to do that. And I say allowed me to do it because I ran a stop sign. You didn't call me on it. Because we have a rapport. And to the degree that you feel as though I am honestly going to enhance your operation, okay, you allowed me to talk to that 15,000 mark. Now, here's the point of that, though. In a goodwill gesture, I could have used that 15,000 as a red herring, as nothing more. And a red herring is something that maybe you, as the person that's offering it, don't care that much about, but you put it out there as a way to negotiate something else that might be of value as you're engaged in the conversation with the target, with the prospect, with the client with whom you're actually speaking. So let's say you and I get to the point to where we're ready to close a deal. And now I'm at 15, you said 10, and I may say something to you along the lines of, you know what, Yisha, I just love working with you. You have that personality type that just brightens the day. You really bring extra value to every environment that you're in, and you are really aligned with my mission in life. I tell you what, let's take the 15 off the table. I'll agree to 10. Now, first of all, I didn't lose anything. I've gained a lot of goodwill. I should have anyway, from the perspective of, wow, this guy is kind of nice. And you may notice now I'm using the gesture of leading with my body language also, saying, yeah, he is, type of thing. So that's yet another way that you can deepen a relationship and the potential for future sales. Again, we talk about the law of reciprocity. I've given you something back that was imaginary, an extra $5,000. And somewhere down the line, I may bring it up again, I may not, et cetera, et cetera. So those are some of the aspects that one can engage in.
We're speaking with Greg Williams, the master negotiator and body language expert. Greg, how could people find out more information and to get in touch with you?
Oh, my goodness. They can look up in the sky and say, look, it's a bird. It's a plane. No. I love to have fun. Now, they can reach me at themasternegotiator.com. That's themasternegotiator.com.
We'll be right back with Greg after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman and Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman and Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman and Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
Powerful people, famous names, impactful content.
Leaders who are able to engage their teams more effectively, who are demonstrating a level of understanding and empathy. It doesn't mean we're not going to hold people accountable. We have to hold people accountable for results. And at the same time, there's a great quote, which is, I don't care what you know until I know that you care.
The clip you just heard is from the CEO of Dale Carnegie, Joe Hart. For more fantastic business advice, follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com. where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. DaleCarnegie.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York, and on the powerful iHeartRadio network, which carries us around the world. We're speaking with Greg Williams, the master negotiator and body language expert, and he is sharing incredible advice for all the great salespeople out there. I mean, so far in the first few parts of the show, first few segments, Greg shared such critical information. By the podcast goes up by Tuesday morning. The YouTube episode will be up and shortly following that time. If you wish to be notified when the YouTube episode goes live, just follow us. Subscribe to our channel. We're at 710WOR on YouTube, 710WOR, and that's how you'll be notified when you subscribe and you turn on notifications. You'll be automatically notified when we go live. Well, we still have quite a bit to cover, so buckle up, and here we go. Key questions. Okay, Greg, how does a salesperson read between the lines to understand that when a prospect says no, it either means no, I'm totally not interested, or no, but not now, but really maybe a yes in the future?
Well, I'm not interested right now. No, I'm not interested right now. Well, not now may not be. Not now. Not now is not a good option. Now, three different variations. I was in serious hesitation mode in the latter projection of saying no. The middle one, I actually definitively said no. And the first one, if I'm remembering my iterations correctly, I was somewhat hesitant. Well, let's do it again. No, not now. Notice the tonality in the voice. Notice the definitiveness of my
statement. That's sharp, sharp.
Exactly. Second one. Well, not now. You may have even noticed the body language of indecisiveness. Not now. The third one, well, not now. is, there are three different distinctions there. The last one, you should probe and probe gently, or no, probe a little heavier than you would the first one. And you should still ask, why not? Why not now? What would prevent you from moving forward right now?
Next question. How does a salesperson handle a lead that is hesitant because of pricing? They're blaming on the pricing. They say, $10,000. I would spend five, but 10 is just, just out of my price range. How do you handle that?
Why is it out of your price range?
Wow, you shoot back with a question.
Yeah, that's right. Remember, questions control the flow of any interaction that you're having. Shoot back a question. You need to understand what that means. It's out of my price range. Why? Because you can't get donuts in the morning? Because why? Why? And when you get that additional information, you then know how to address the next step in the process.
Okay, next question. What happens when you're selling something, and again, you really believe in your product, and you know it can help your prospect, but they say that their budget is maxed out for the year? They're like, let's say you're selling something that would go under the rubric of marketing. And they're like, I like what you're saying, but the budget is maxed out for the year.
Oh, it's maxed out for the year? Well, I understand that that happens in a lot of situations. Let me ask, are we in agreement that what I'm offering you will be of value to you? And you go back with yes. Okay, so how about if we put this on the books for next year? Are you in agreement with that? And they say yes, or they say no, because what you're doing is challenging quietly their perspective of I'm maxed out for the budget. You might even ask a question. So if the budget wasn't a concern, you bring us in, use our services, et cetera, et cetera. You're probing and you're watching the body language also as that person responds. And I know we're in the lightning round, so I'm giving quick
answers. Oh, this is great. This is great. Next question. Again, they're all somewhat similar, but there are some differences, and those that are on the front lines will pick up the differences right away. Here's the next question. Greg, how do you respond when a lead tells you, I like it, but the timing is just not right?
You know what I'm going to ask you, Sean. why is the timing not right? why? Again, you want to probe. Why is the timing not right? There's something else going on. You need to know, as the person that's making the offer, what is it? And you ask the question to find out.
Next question. Do you always need to have a counter offer when the client starts negotiating? Let's say that they're like, $10,000, it's out of my budget. When does someone, a salesperson, have on the table or in their back pocket, the possibility of counter offering, or should they hold the line to their pricing?
Every negotiation is different from everyone that has preceded it or that will follow it. You've already planned, you should have planned what your negotiation strategy is going to be. And in that planning preparation stage, you have also determined what you're going to say or do if your prospect says X, you do Y. If by chance they say, hey, $10,000 is as much as I can afford, you should have a strategy already developed for that. And one strategy you might develop in that particular situation is to ask, well, if there was more value to be offered, then the $10,000 would bring you, would you not be willing to engage in that? Now, what business person could say no? And then you just explore deeper as to how you might accomplish that, which is part of what you've already gathered in your negotiation planning process.
Amazing. So in general, offer more value, don't touch the price.
Well, it depends. Okay. Because you can touch the price if you can get more as the result of doing it. Get additional business in the future, you might actually ask, well, if by chance, and use that if statement, the if is very conditional when negotiating, if by chance we were able to address the price to your satisfaction, what would that mean for you, to you? Get their perspective too. Don't give away anything until you know what you're giving away and what you'll get for doing so.
We're speaking with Greg Williams, the master negotiator and body language expert. And again, we're going through a lightning round with many questions that are on the minds of key salespeople as they're on the front lines of sales day in and day out. Greg, how can people find out more information about your offerings?
Well, they can go to themasternegotiator.com. That's themasternegotiator.com. Have lots of free information there too. So please visit and partake.
We'll be back with the final segment of the show right after this commercial break. Stay tuned.
Powerful people, famous names, impactful content.
I always challenge people, what car are you driving? What computer are you using? What shoes are you wearing?
Right.
There's a segment that doesn't matter, but most other segments, right, they are brand consumers. They have an affinity. I'm on the board of Nike. People are passionate about the Nike brand.
That was Beth Comstock, former vice chair of GE. Follow on Instagram at Business Class Clips for more.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com. Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today. Or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luke Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 710 WOR and the Voice of New York and worldwide on the powerful iHeartRadio network. Welcome, welcome. And enjoy the final segment of an incredible show, which is all about negotiating with power, how to read body language, and becoming a salesperson who is always closing, closing, closing. Tonight, all the secrets are being answered by none other than the master negotiator, Greg Williams, who I've known now for 7 years, 7, 8 years. In fact, we'll give a shout out to Jeffrey Hazlett, big Jeffrey Hazlett, who connected both of us. Special thank you to him. And Greg, it's always insightful and what's exciting in particular about interviewing you is that you cut right through the chase and you answer the question straight up, and you know, real tactics, real skills that a salesperson could use on the front lines to be more successful. And we thank you for sharing that with our audience. Thank you, Greg.
No, you're more than welcome, Yashank. And I love to add value in any environment that I'm in. And thus, it's always a pleasure with you.
Thank you. Okay, a couple of more key questions that we'll get in until we're out of time. Okay, how does a salesperson know that they're just wasting their time? They're spinning their wheels. They've been running after this prospect. They know they have a good offering. They know that the prospect could really benefit, but they're just wasting their time.
You know, I'm going to, cite an example of something that happened to me more than 25 years ago. I was a salesperson, and I was really bamming on the door of this one particular prospect. And the prospect reluctantly, I later discovered, said, okay, yes, you can come in and talk to me. So I came in, I went in, and I was off making my pitch, so forth and so on. And about three minutes into my presentation, his secretary knocked on the door and said, we have an emergency. We need your attention right away. And he said, Greg, I'm sorry, we have to cut this off right now, but I do appreciate you coming in. Thank you. And I said, well, how about following up? And he said, okay, I'll get back to you, as he was pushing me out the door. Mm-hmm. Now, I was young, and I didn't really truly understand what was occurring at that particular point in time. As a matter of fact, it's been more than 30 years ago. And the point that I later reflected upon was, he got tired of me banging on that door. Mm-hmm. Understand when a prospect just doesn't need your services, and we all know about the ABC list. The A list becomes that which is important, and you follow up more regularly. The B clients or B prospects, I should say, are those that are less, and you follow up with less the importance with them. And the C, okay, you get to, if you get to. Watch the gestures that are emitted by your prospects. To what degree do they welcome you into their environment as opposed to even keeping you outside of the environment? Do they welcome you into their inner office as opposed to the outer office? Those are little cues that give you insight into how they feel about you, and to what degree they may be willing at some point to do business with you.
Greg, this is a tough question, but is there a particular time frame that a salesperson should allow for a negotiating process? Is it a week, a month, 6 months? Is there a particular time frame that you would recommend?
Yes.
What type of answer is that?
Yeah, exactly. And it really depends, though. Seriously, remember I said earlier, every negotiation will not be like the one that has preceded it or that will follow in the future, and thus the dynamics of the environment that you're in will dictate the best time to do so. You may be stronger at some point in time than what you will be in the future, and you want to look to the time frame that would allow you to be as strong as you possibly can in order to make your offer. What might that look like? It might look like all of a sudden the client has an urgent need that only you can provide. My goodness, that is one heck of a time to negotiate. Reverse that, flip the script. Right now, the client really doesn't need your services at all. You don't want to negotiate in an environment like that because the client has the power in that situation.
Greg, here is a real tough one. Okay. And if we need to ask anyone, we're asking you, Greg. Okay. How does a salesperson go about the negotiating process? And it's a tough negotiating, you know, they're going toe to toe and they're handling on price or value, etc. But they still want to leave, of course, a positive impact. They want to get the goal. The salesperson wants to sell the prospect and turn them into a client. But the negotiations are going a little bit rough, going a little bumpy. How does someone get through that and still maintain cordiality, friendliness, so that when they actually do business together, there is, you know, there's no acrimony and there's no friction going on? How does someone accomplish that?
One of my largest clients happens to be in the pharmaceutical industry. And it's one whereby I consult with their negotiators that are negotiating on a multi-million dollar deal basis daily. when I initially met with their leader, he and I sat like this for 45 minutes without saying a word to one another.
Wow.
And later, yes.
Wow.
And later, both of us understanding what was occurring, he and I became good friends because he respected me, knowing that I knew what he was doing as he knew what I was doing. The point is, that worked with that individual. With another individual, it may not have worked. He may have thought, well, isn't this guy somewhat insolent? He's just going to come in here and not say anything at all. So you need to know the mannerisms of the person with whom you're speaking, number one, what it is that they are doing, why they're doing so forth and so on, and to what degree they will also value some type of relationship in the future. And understand, you don't make concessions in some situations unless you're getting something in return. And so what? It's a bumpy situation right now. Why did the bump occur? To what degree had you anticipated it? And to what degree did you plan to get around it by using a particular strategy? If you set up a scenario, we could speak more in depth, but that's the generalization as to how you would handle how you would handle and address something like that.
Incredible. Man, oh man, the time flies. We are out of time. But before I let you go, Greg, how could people find out more information and to get in touch with you?
Well, they can go to themasternegotiator.com. And by all means, I love to help people. So please go there. There's lots of free information. And if you do need some insights on negotiation and reading body language, I'm more than willing to be of assistance to you and your efforts.
Amazing. Greg Williams, the master negotiator and body language expert. This wraps up an incredible edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again Sundays throughout the year here on 710 WOR for this incredible show. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful. Every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.